you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Patricia Flores, and she is the owner-operator of Patricia Flores Counseling out of Jacksonville, Florida. Now, today we are going to talk to Patricia about all things involving her business and what exactly she's doing for the folks, individuals, couples, all around the world. Because, for instance, she's also offers her services on both Skype and over the phone, so you don't necessarily need to be in Jacksonville to get Patricia's fine help. So let's welcome her to the show now. Patricia Flores, welcome.
Hi, happy to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here. Now, Patricia, to start things off, could you tell us a little bit about Patricia Flores Counseling and what sort of fine services you're providing for the folks of the world?
Sure. Well, I work under two different umbrellas. So there's the mental health counseling where I'm pursuing official licensure by the state, but then there's also the life coaching umbrella, which I love because then I can help anyone anywhere.
Right. So with the life coaching, that's actually the section of your business that's offered virtually.
Right. It's just because, for this industry is so big and varied, and there's so many out there in this helping profession. So
right.
There are life coaches and counselors, but then there's also, body workers. And I've heard you interview on your show, like music therapists and people who do craniosacral therapy. And
yes.
There's just so many healing.
There is quite a few.
And it can be overwhelming and confusing for someone that's seeking help and pretty much, So there is a place for, the legal roots and the health department giving you your license. But then there's people who don't have licenses necessarily from the health department who are really amazing life coaches.
Right. So, after all, life coaching in a sense is trying to get people, because we all have dreams, wants, needs, and sometimes they kind of fall a little to the wayside. So is the goal here with the life coaching to kind of prop folks up and help them achieve the goals that they may have been dwelling on for decades?
Yes, and I love having my feet in both worlds because, with my education and counseling and therapy, I have a deep understanding of trauma and attachment theory. And, I've got this understanding of the body and, the brain and neuroscience.
Yeah.
But then can fold into the life coaching part, right?
Yeah. Well, you bring up a very interesting point. I think that is a very, very good point, actually. Life coaching comes with no sort of special licenses or certifications, right? So, necessarily, if I wanted to wake up tomorrow and pursue life coaching, I could do that without furthering my education. Whereas you come in with an already educated background in therapy and stuff like that, where you can kind of work that into your life coaching at really no extra charge or no sort of, you understand what I'm saying?
Right. It's that truly integrative.
Yes.
Point. And then do you have the safety? Like you do have the safety of someone who does have a license.
Right, exactly. And you come with education in forms of psychotherapy, I'm sure, and therapeutic things where you obviously are good at listening, first of all. And secondly, now, Patricia, when folks come in for this life coaching aspect of your business, are you upfront about them with some of your other certifications in the therapeutic world? And also, do folks seek you out specifically because of that?
Well, when I have the clients come because they've had trauma or they're not familiar with life coaching, and so they come through the counseling funnel, those folks generally might have an idea in their head about, stigmas or something's wrong with them or them needing fixed or then it's going to take a really long time. So with those people that come in, I have that support for them, But then I have sort of the life coaching aspect too of like, hey, let's not waste our time.
Right.
Let's get better. Like, let's get results. Like, I really want to provide that value and that people want to know that they're getting something out of what they're paying for too. And then when people come the life coaching route, hey, I've got all this knowledge about your childhood and your attachment and what might be fueling those blocks.
I think that's so funny, actually, that you have people from your therapeutic business come in and you're like listening to them speak and it's like, no. You need life. This, you need life coaching. I think you're looking, but which is great because I do that too.
I like to just put it together. And I mean, every client gets an individualized experience.
Right. Now, Patricia, I have to ask you, first of all, how did you kind of find yourself in the life coaching field? What kind of set this off in motion?
You know, I found it through my journey and I make the joke that I needed so much therapy that I became a therapist. Right. So I went through this long process to actually become a therapist. And then I felt a little fooled or like, wow, how is something still missing? How am I still seeking answers? And then, you know, I entered into benefiting from the life coaching world and all it has to offer. And I'm like, wow, we really need to integrate these together.
which is great because I feel like not a lot of folks out there are doing that, or rather not a lot of life coaches out there kind of have the best of both worlds, for lack of a better word. Patricia, I do have to end the show in about a minute, but before I let you go, could you tell me and my listeners a little how we can kind of connect with you if people were looking for help and they wanted to get some of your life coaching services? Do you have any sort of website or social media presence for Patricia Flores Counseling?
My main web presence has been patriciafloreskounseling.com. So that's my counseling umbrella. And then my new venture I'm building with the life coaching umbrella, it's still in process, but I will reveal my YouTube channel. It's called Infinite Self-Help. And that's just going to be a bunch of free videos. And down the line, there'll be a website and a whole brand with that too. But it's brand new. I just started it.
That is fantastic. So. Well, Patricia Flores, we certainly wish you the very best of luck going forward with your new venture.
Sure.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.